with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has met with President Trump at the White House 3 days after Mr. Trump met with Russian leader Vladimir Putin in Alaska. Zelensky says he's open to meeting with both the president and Vladimir Putin at the same time.
We supported the idea of the United States, of personally of President Trump, to stop this war, to make a diplomatic way of finishing this war. And we are ready for trilateral, as President said. This is a good signal about trilateral. I think this is very good.
President Trump said he would call Putin after the meeting with Zelensky and European leaders. Trump stopped short of committing U.S. troops to a collective effort to bolster Ukraine's security. He said instead that there will be a NATO-like security presence and that all those details would be hashed out with EU leaders. There's been a major update on the Texas measles outbreak, with health officials saying the outbreak is over.
State health data shows that the last related case in Texas was reported on July 1st. The virus sickened 762 people since late January. Nearly 100 were hospitalized and 2 children died. Cases jumped to other states in the United States and were linked to outbreaks in Canada and Mexico. While Texas health officials will keep monitoring for new cases, they credit testing, vaccination, monitoring, and education with helping to end the outbreak. Measles is preventable by getting vaccinated. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Hurricane Erin has once again become a Category 4 storm with winds of 140 miles an hour in the Atlantic. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 34 points, the NASDAQ rose 6. This is SRN News. A warning from the Attorney General of Louisiana.
Liz Merle says Roblox, the children's video gaming platform, is a haven for child predators. Roblox is immensely popular with young people, and for that reason, Merle has filed suit against it, charging it with failing to establish even the most basic safety protocols for its customers. The AG says, quote, users can easily say they are younger or older than their actual age, allowing child predators to pose as children and for children to bypass any age requirement. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Muslim terrorists are using sexual violence against Christians and other religious minorities in Africa. The UN peacekeeping mission in the Central African Republic has documented cases of sexual assault, sexual slavery, and forced marriage affecting hundreds of women and girls. The UN reports early 800 cases last year, often accompanied by extreme physical violence. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street held near its records. The S&P 500 ended flat, coming off its first loss after setting an all-time high 3 consecutive days. The Dow Jones Industrial Average edged down 0.1%, while the NASDAQ Composite inched up less than 0.1%. Later this week will come profit reports from Walmart and other big U.S. retailers. The week's highlight will likely arrive on Friday. That's when the Federal Reserve's chair will give a speech that Wall Street is hoping will hint at cuts to interest rates that might be coming soon. The Dow was down 34 points today to 44,911. The NASDAQ gained 6 to 21,629. The S&P 500 dropped fractionally to 6449. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.